Super Smash Bros. Brawl. My very first exposure to this mind-blowing, ass-kicking, ass-clapping, and curb-stomping series. This one's a bit of a divisive game too, because this game isn't the most competitively viable fighting game out there, as it moves about as fast as Sonic, if he had cinder blocks for feet. And the game just felt way more casual-oriented compared to Melee, but that's because this is a Wii game, since casuals are its main demographic. But personally, I always fuck with this game. It holds a special place in my heart, and I will always cherish it till the end of time. However, this video isn't about the game itself. I'm just here to talk about how the game looks, the aesthetics of it all. And this game? It looks gas. I'ma say this right now, Brawl has the most interesting art direction I've ever seen for a Smash game. Why? What the hell is so interesting about how a kid's game looks? Well, let me tell ya. Super Smash Bros. Brawl looks realistic. Okay, graphically, it does look kinda dated now, but I just think it's bizarre yet cool as hell on the fact that a colorful green dinosaur is in the same damn game as Solid Snake. What? They also gave the Mario Brothers real denim overalls. Okay. Rock that shit, homie. Say that one more time for me.
Rock that shit, homie!
Just look at how serious Pokemon Trainer is, man. Might as well have him wear his hat backwards like Ash. Mario's ready to fuck somebody up. Like, what's he mad at me for? What you looking at me like that for, man? What the heck? As a matter of fact, everybody here looks like they're ready to jump you, the player. Samus looks cold, as always, but when she takes out that power suit, it's like... Oh, mamma mia. Wario is just... Wario. And hot damn, this box art is just clean overall. Seeing this alone made me want to get this game as a kid. And I still have my childhood copy to this day, as you can see right here. Now that's enough with the characters. How do the environments look? Well, they definitely look akin to South Chicago or East Cleveland or even Harlem. Okay, in all seriousness, the environments look nice for the most part. Everything looks subdued, but in a good way. Plus, little environmental assets like grass and water look really good for a game on the Nintendo Wii. Plus, the more fun, happy-go-lucky Nintendo-themed stuff. Honestly, underneath this grittier art style, it kind of makes it look like a ran-down amusement park or something. My guess for why they decided to go for an edgy, realistic approach for the visuals is because A, the Wii does look hella similar to the GameCube graphically, and B, many games during that era were aiming for realism. I guess Nintendo wanted to capitalize on that. And what better franchise to try that out than Super Smash Bros., you know? The game that has Mario and Kirby in it. Even though it does have imperfections here and there, the art style for Brawl does help give the game identity, and definitely makes the game feel distinct. I don't blame people for preferring the more cartoony and vibrant aesthetics in Smash 4 and Ultimate. After all, that does work for a game mostly consisting of Nintendo characters. But still, Brawl looks way better to me, sorry fellas. Do I think Smash should look like the slums? Well, no. But is it intriguing enough for me? Fuck yeah. Now, I think that's all I gotta say in the video, man. Make sure to subscribe, like the video, do what you gotta do to support this channel, and no, my channel is not dying, okay? Now, have a great day, and I will see you in 1,000 years.